Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hollywood, the establishment, the mainline churches, the major corporations, I mean, they are on another planet.
So are you arguing for throwing out the Constitution? Should the Constitution be thrown out? What do we do? Is it a living document? Is it a, or is it a sacred document?
It's certainly not sacred, all right? Let's start there. The Constitution is kind of trash.
I think listeners and viewers know things aren't going to get very nice in the next decade. The globalists plan to have 9% of everybody dead by 2030.
What do you think is a viable figure that Gaia, that the planet can sustain?
I would guess, living the way we do, not more than 1 billion, probably less.
Such is going to be the level of misery and panic across the world, that there are bound to be the most cataclysmic conflicts, wars, struggles, simply for survival.
Well, again, whenever events like that come along, when there's huge floods, famines, there's a certain amount of struggling, but there's also an awful lot of good comes from it. When confronted like that, ordinary people show extraordinary heroism and helpfulness towards others, as well as being looters and vandals and so on. It's just a thoroughly disturbing thing, and it will happen.
That are going to end civilization as we know it, and when civilization breaks down, go watch a movie like The Road Warrior. And that's going to be like a vacation spot. That hellish, dystopic, nightmare future.
I remember a time of chaos. Ruined dreams. This wasted land. But most of all, I remember the Road Warrior. The man we called Max. To understand who he was, you have to go back to another time. When the world was powered by the black fuel, and the deserts sprouted great cities of pipe and steel. For reasons long forgotten, two mighty warrior tribes went to war, and touched off a blaze which engulfed them all. Without fuel, they were nothing. They built a house of straw. The thundering machine sputtered and stopped. Their world crumbled. The cities exploded. A whirlwind of looting. A firestorm of fear. Men began to feed on men. On the roads, it was a white line nightmare. Only those mobile enough to scavenge, brutal enough to pillage, would survive. The gangs took over the highways, ready to wage war for a tank of juice.
This diagram right here says it all, and we are here. We are right here with our children. And at a certain level, if the public doesn't wake up and say no to this, it doesn't innovate, and doesn't create a clear vision for ourselves, we kind of deserve what we're having done to us, don't we? Except they're targeting children, and they are trying to get children to give up their humanity and give up their free will and basically become sterilized, which is the same thing as killing them under the transgender movement, and imprison them and take all their hopes and dreams away and lock them in these digital metaverse prisons that Zuckerberg just said he believes that within 15 years, the majority of people will live in the metaverse. Well, because you're going to be locked in your house. And if you don't submit and only watch the television or only watch the iPad or put the new Google or Apple contacts in, if you don't spend 15 hours a day plugged into their system, you're not going to get the social credit score. You're not going to get the food delivery from the food delivery robot. Because they don't want to just kill you. They want to enslave you and brainwash you and dumb you down and make you unnatural before they incinerate you and spew your ashes into the atmosphere. You are here. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boost your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off. A lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product. And we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. See your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The forces of transhumanism, the forces of evil, the forces of corporate global fascism using communism as their Cloward and Piven operating system have fought like the devil to try to crush and silence this broadcast. But because of us together, myself, this crew, our guests, our callers, you, the listeners, and the viewers, because of the community, of the system that we have built, we are now stronger than we've ever been. I knew we could stay on air, at least in the initial phases of their operational attack. It would trigger a chain reaction. We've been in beta for decades. Now in the last 2 years, they've transitioned into launch phase. And just like a ballistic missile or a Saturn rocket going to the moon, when it starts liftoff, it's going very slow. And then it exponentially accelerates towards its target. The target is transhumanism, the globalists becoming what they believe is godlike, immortality, and of course, exterminating the majority of us on the path to that destiny. The rocket has not even left the gantry. It's moving very slow, and now everybody sees it and understands what it's doing, and we have to collectively expose it and resist it with our will, and it will blow up on the launch pad. There's already cracks. It's already leaking fuel. It's going to blow. And yeah, we're going to get hit by pieces of it. And it's not going to be pretty. But it's going down. You can see the holes in it. You can see the smoke coming out of it. It's about to blow. The question is, will it take all of us with it? I already have primary ignition. Liftoff has commenced. You are 2 years into liftoff. And in the time and space of politics, it's the winking of an eye. It's going to blow up. The question is, will it get 1,000 feet, 10,000 feet in the air? Or will it explode any minute now? Target, maximum firepower, the New World Order. With the truth, we will bring them down with God's help. Speaking of war, we're now 12 days into the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And Putin always said, once he stopped his deception, and it may be a new deception, but he's been following the current line of that deception, so we don't know if he's telling the truth or not. First he said he wasn't going to invade, then he said he was only taking a security zone. Now he says he's only taking over parts of the country to force the puppet government, as he calls it, and the Nazi collaborators, which they are actually Nazis, the strongest stay-behind networks of Nazis anywhere in the world, set up by the Nazis at the end of World War II, picked up by the CIA after World War II, and it's known as Operation Gladio from there on out in the 1950s. This is the flower of Operation Gladio. But Putin has his share of Nazis working for him as well, like the head of his mercenary task force that's really Spetsnaz GRU commandos. That's the Wagner group. Let's just be honest, Nazism is real sexy in the East. I guess when the Nazis killed 20 million of you, a little bit of Stockholm syndrome going on. But that's what's happening. So when Putin says these are Nazis, the main three brigades that have been overthrowing elected presidents and keeping martial law in place basically are those brigades. And so as soon as those are destroyed, and as soon as they hold another election, Putin has said he's going to pull out. We don't know if that's true. But they had the former Russian-backed president who was overthrown by NATO Soros forces. Soros brags he overthrew him. Quote, set up the Soros empire, close quote. He had just left Moscow and flew into eastern Ukraine to begin talks to be the intermediate president while they hold new elections. And that's all in the Russian and Ukrainian news. You're not seeing it in the U.S. news, but it's in my stack. So let's hit the latest headlines on Ukraine and what it's doing to the economy. Then we're going to come back and really cover the most naked assault on the people of the world I have ever seen. If you think phase one of the launch phase, COVID-19, was bad, the artificial cutting off of the world energy supply is a death sentence to hundreds of millions, and it is a poverty sentence for another billion people or so, and that's in the numbers. We'll cover that next segment. But the spectacle of Biden publicly asking Saudi Arabia to increase output, publicly asking Venezuela to increase output, publicly asking Russia to increase output, and then blocking all new oil leases on public land and most of the other leases and shutting down several thousand pipeline spurs, including the Keystone pipeline. I mean, a foreign army couldn't shut our power off like this. This is just absolutely out of control. So that's coming up next segment. But here's some of the big headlines right now. We're going to drill through these. These are just incredible. One of these articles we can do the whole 4 hours on, but we don't have the time, so I'm going to condense all this, okay? Polish top diplomat, no-fly zone Ukraine, likely illegal, would trigger major war. Oh, is that a Russian sympathizer? No, the Poles really don't like Russians. In fact, they hate each other because of thousands of years of fighting back and forth. And they're saying, no, we're not giving them planes, and no, we don't want to go with war with Russia, and no, the head of the State Department is lying when he says we are. Ukraine Ministry of Defense accuses Ukraine of planting nuclear false flag. Well, I mean, we know the media said that they blew up all those reactors, the two different nuclear reactors, and it was all lies, just like the ghost of Kiev and Snake Island and Zelensky saying, I don't want to ride out of here. I want weapons. That was all made up, they now admit. Even the Washington Post. Just all lies. But it gets you emotionally to pick a side. Because the average American who's asleep still wants to go with their emotions. Instead of getting mad that you got conned, you just still stay mad. Russia accuses Ukraine of prepping nuclear false flag, says they seized nuclear facilities where dirty bombs were being prepared. Russian Ministry of Defense accuses Ukraine of planting nuclear false flag. We'll be covering that bottom of the hour. Also, Trump jokes U.S. should bomb the SH-T out of Russia and blame China. Isn't it funny? We've gone from false flags, never happened in history. Alex Jones is insane for popularizing the ancient term. The term's at least 1,000 years old. That's where it comes from. It's back in the Norse Wars, where you first see that in English used. It's a 1,000-year-old term, but others had it before. It was called a false flag. It just means flying a flag of your enemy to go commit an atrocity is the most common one. You know, attacking people in disguise. And Sean Hannity called for a false flag, said have our planes pose as another country and then bomb the convoy of Russians. And of course, anybody with actual military training would tell you that they'd figure that out very quickly. But see, they wanted Americans so in the dark, the deep state, that, oh, there's no such thing as a false flag. Don't question Jesse Smollett and, you know, don't question the Gulf of Tonkin and don't question mass shootings. No, no, no. You never question. That's the ultimate crime. Let us just do whatever we want, manipulate whatever we want. And now Trump is speaking to a group of donors and he says, hey, why don't we just stage a false flag as a joke to bomb the Russians saying it was the Chinese? Well, obviously, they'd figure that out. Plus, it's immoral. But he's being tongue-in-cheek. U.S. Congress to explore Russian oil ban, which Putin says is an act of war, and $10 billion in aid for Ukraine. That means $10 billion to all the members of Congress who have their own company set up there. Goes directly to them. Trends forecast for major insurance companies and banks all agree a 10% chance of total civilization-ending nuclear war within a year. We'll be covering that bottom of the hour. But first, the war we know is going on, the shutdown of Western energy, particularly targeting the United States of America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Very honored that you have joined us today. We have some huge guests joining us in the third and fourth hour. I'll tell you about those guests coming up to start of the next segment, but I need to get into the energy situation. So as I told you 2 years ago, phase one is to release the virus, lock down society, destroy supply chains, introduce the idea of a global digital ID as a vaccine passport, so they can then have a war and cyber attacks, and then bring down the world currency and blame COVID and the war for it, but offer everyone a universal basic income to survive on the new digital currency as the other currencies fail. And then with that new system, they'll track, trace, and control everything you do and apply carbon taxes and the social credit score. This has all been announced by the Davos Group and the UN and Xi Jinping. People are like freaking out everywhere going, they're announcing it on the news, what Jones said years ago. He's psychic, he's one of them. No, it's all planned. I have their documents here today. I re-pulled. It's like you get the enemy playbook in football or something, and they tell you what plays they're going to play. I mean, we have the damn playbook. So all of this is rolling out. All of this is being done. And they admit they're, quote, creating a transition of the people of the world into working from home, into having no money, into being obsolete, into being non-essential. And you're told, oh, it's about to be a utopia. But you notice it's not a utopia the deeper we get into this. Starves the third world to death. Impoverishes us on our road to starvation and death, finally. But it's all done incrementally. And so what's more obvious than cooking up a virus and releasing it and then using it as the pretext to shut down society? What is even more obvious? Shutting down over 2,000 mini pipelines and spurs, hundreds of large pipelines, including the mega massive Keystone pipeline, right as it was completed. And then, of course, it gets a lot worse from that point out. You then say no drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. You then put in regulations over who is drilling in the U.S. But then you let all these other countries like Venezuela and Saudi Arabia and Russia increase their output to the United States at much higher prices. And then the globalist middlemen get that money and you pay already double what you were 13, 14 months ago. And it's set to double again at current rates in the next 6 months. Yeah, you're going to be paying $6 a gallon. They already are in areas of California. Over $4 nationally. And the environmental groups won't let any new refineries be built in the U.S. You have been strangled. And that's how they get you on your knees. That's how they take full control. And the good news is, Adam Carolla gets it. Great inventor of podcasting. Fellow Austinite. Glenn Beck gets it. Senator Paul gets it. Senator Cruz gets it. We get it. And so imagine, we're supposedly at war with Russia through the proxy of Ukraine, but Biden is not cutting off Russian oil, which I don't think he should do. It's an act of war. But they're talking about increasing the oil while we can't have the oil. And Psaki and all of them say, oh, it's all because of Putin your gas prices went up, when that only added the cherry on top of it going up 30, 40 cents in the last month or last 3 weeks. So let's go to clip 8 first. It'll take a little bit the next segment to finish these clips, but here's Adam Curry. Call him Adam Carolla. It's always Adam Curry. Here's Adam Curry, the great inventor of podcasting, or the first guy to podcast here in Austin, Texas, on Glenn Beck. Here it is.
We're hitting back with what? Financial weapons. Okay. Why? Why are we using financial weapons? I believe this is it, Glenn. I believe this is never let a crisis go to waste. This is the tipping point. We need to price energy so high, because that's the effect. That's the effect. Yeah. Energy is going to be so high. And some other, because when you, and we can talk about SWIFT in a minute, when you change something in a system, in a network like that, I know enough from technology that one small change, that can screw up a lot of things. Already wheat prices are now as high as Arab Spring days, so there's going to be really, really, really hard times. And I think that the idea is to shut down global production because of the cost of energy. No one's going to want to produce. Go back home, sit at home, don't worry, we'll take care of you just like COVID. We're going to send you money. This time, though, not a check. This time, it's your Federal Reserve digital dollar. And then we're in deep trouble. And I don't think that's stoppable. I think that is unstoppable at this point. But I'm a doomer optimist, so I have ideas and solutions. You know, I have ideas.
I am an optimistic catastrophist.
I'm also a conspiracy therapist. So, yes, I have a number of phrases. Yeah.
That's Adam Curry. The war in Ukraine fast-tracks the Great Reset. Now, let's go back, two, 3 years ago to President Trump, and this is President Trump talking about how America is being set up, and so is Europe and others, to be vulnerable, and the fact that, you know, Germany's basically laughing at us. Here it is.
Reliance on a single foreign supplier can leave a nation vulnerable to extortion and intimidation. That is why we congratulate European states such as Poland for leading the construction of a Baltic pipeline so that nations are not dependent on Russia to meet their energy needs. Germany will become totally dependent on Russian energy if it does not immediately change course. Here in the Western Hemisphere, we are committed to maintaining our independence from the encroachment of expansionist foreign powers.
And the Germans laughed at him for that, if you're a radio listener and can't see that video. Now, what did Biden just do last month, too? He killed, I don't know how the U.S. has this power, but we're the globalist empire now. He killed the Israeli Arab-backed gas pipeline out of the Mediterranean and out of the Middle East into Europe as well, bypassing Russia. So they're cutting off everything except Venezuela, except Saudi Arabia, except Russia, while telling us Russia's the big enemy and we've all got to go to war with them. Think about that. I got a couple more clips on the energy front when we come back. This is a big, big deal. Buttigieg says buying oil from Iran is on the table. They're increasing production out of Venezuela, sent U.S. diplomats down there. But again, you can't have the Keystone Pipeline that's finished and ready to lower our prices to even lower levels than when Trump was in. Trump gave that speech 3 years ago to the United Nations on globalism and how globalism was bad and how the New World Order was evil. He said that in that speech. Incredible speech. And he pointed out that the globalists want to make America energy dependent when at that time we were the world's top exporter and producer of energy. Now we can't even produce 80% of what we need, and they want to make it worse. And we have rolling blackouts. We are being shut down so that we cannot be competitive with India and China and Mexico and 100-plus other third world countries that have no environmental standards and no rules and are building unlimited coal power plants. This is how you destroy a nation. This is how you bankrupt people. This is how you bring us to heel. This is how you cloud and pivot. This is the Great Reset.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. More isn't going to come in for a long time, so I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So, to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.
Very thankful that you tune in. Very thankful that you care about our world. Very thankful you realize that we the people have the power to stop the global transhumanist cult. But we have to wake up to the full horror of it, admit we're in trouble, and then organize against it. Then our job will be very, very easy. And that's not hype. I am attacked conservatively hundreds of times a day in global corporate press, millions of times a day on different social media networks. And they see me as the number two enemy of their globalist operations. They see Trump as the number one enemy because he openly, publicly opposed him. Doesn't mean he did a perfect job. Neither have I. They see yours truly as enemy number two because I accurately analyze who they are and effectively reach millions of people because of your word of mouth. And then they see Tucker Carlson as number three, the biggest threat, and Joe Rogan number four as the biggest threat. And believe me, I'm not up here wanting to be number one on the hit list. I'm very excited to see so many people like Adam Curry and Glenn Beck waking up, because they're both smart men, and that is a very good thing. Because the minute we wake up that we're under corporate global 21st century siege and deindustrialization and post-industrial world in a controlled global collapse called the Great Reset, and on its ashes build the Build Back Better technocracy, once people realize that things only get worse complying, things only get better resisting, then we start winning. And we should be celebrating the devastating victories we've been having against the globalists when it comes to their whole COVID power grab. They have been incredible. That's why they're trying to get off the COVID narrative for now. They're going to bring it back with new viruses. They've said they are. And move us into war in other areas. But we've got to continue to hammer that in. Next hour, I know Joe's going to do something on this because he sent it to me. And I said, man, this is incredible, after I spent 2 hours Saturday reading what he sent me. And I said, man, you got to do a show on this. He says, oh, I'm going to do one. A little heads up, he'll have his own version of this. And this is a link he sent me. And I almost don't want to talk about the link on Twitter that's got millions of people reading it, because the enemy will go delete it. But you see this stack right here? I've read this whole thing once. And I've gone back over it partially this morning. I'm going to spend the entire second hour on this baby right here. Because they don't want us looking at this. You know what this is? You know what this is? This is just the surface of what they did to us in the most evil psychological warfare, biological attack in human history. MK Ultra on steroids. This is the whole COVID power grab, the whole COVID hysteria, the whole COVID takeover. And I had forgotten so much of the stuff they pulled, so much of the stuff they did. And one individual on Twitter collated this. So I asked the great Kellen McBreen yesterday, I called him, and I said, will you write an article about this today on Infowars.com? And will you put some links to this so folks can find it and share it. And I would suggest everybody go there and look at all these and create your own Twitter or Instagram or Facebook feeds or Getter feeds or Gab feeds. It's always good to attack the enemy on their main platforms with the truth, but then build your backup system so when they ban you over there. But the reason I don't give a lot of attention to activists online is when we do give it attention, the enemy comes in and takes it down. But this is too important. The globalists want everyone to forget what was done in the name of COVID. The greatest illegal psychological experiment of lethal proportions in human history. So next hour, I'm spending a whole hour, and we're going to go through this. And what's insane is, when this individual, Sir Thadwick Holton, posted his long breakdown, everybody else started adding to it. So now it's thousands of tweets long, and that people dug up even worse stuff. But listen to this. Now that COVID's over, here is a thread of everything they want you to forget. We're going to be doing that next hour. Believe me, you don't want to miss this information. And you got to share with everybody so people realize the trauma we've all been through. Because here's the deal. As successful people, as folks that don't see adversity as something to give up to, but something to overcome, we get hurt, we get wounded, they kill members of our family, they demonize us, they attack us, they try to bankrupt us. And we don't give up. We fight back. And we tend to also compartmentalize and forget what was done to us. It's very important to point out what these criminals did and the criminal behavioral psychology operations they launched, and to point it out to everybody so they can't get away with it again, bare minimum, and so we can also bring them to justice, which is going to be happening. Now let me tell you what's coming up in the third hour today. Emerald Robinson, who's an amazing journalist and news anchor, is a whistleblower from Newsmax. And, of course, Newsmax was on the list of four-year documents released that the Blaze got last week of over $1 billion paid to mainstream media, including Fox News and Newsmax, but ABC, NBC, all of them, CNN, over $1 billion. To not have any negative coverage of the deadly vaccines. Literally paying them to help cover up the crimes. Smoking gun of smoking gun of smoking gun of true criminal racketeering. But they own the FBI and the Justice Department, so they'll probably give them presidential medals of freedom for killing our children and our old people. 40% increase in deaths everywhere where the shots have been given in 18 to 64. Insurance companies report it is the shot. Funeral directors report record numbers of deaths, blood clots in people that have been injected. They've actually run a bio attack as a beta test to see how we would respond. Can you imagine when they drop the real hammer on us? That is coming up with Emerald Robinson. And then Roger Stone has been hanging out a lot with Trump, a lot. And he's got all the big inside baseball. He's not going to give out any Trump secrets, but you want to know 2022, 2024, a lot of big news, what the globalists are planning, what the inside baseball Roger's got. He'll be joining us in the fourth hour that I'm hosting today. Okay, I need to come back next segment and finish up on energy, get into the latest with the false flag the Russians say that they caught the Ukrainians trying to engage in with a giant dirty bomb, and so much more. Let me just say now to listeners that I appreciate you all keeping us on air, but now more than ever, I'm firing the bat signal and letting you know that we need money to stay on air and to defeat these Democratic Party lawsuits and to at least buy time and to continue to fight on. Same folks bankrupted Remington, you name it. Same folks destroyed the NRA and crippled them. Well, they haven't crippled us because of you. But I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get products you already need. Amazing books, films, water filtration, air filtration, high-quality storable food ready to ship, and incredible products like X3, all three types of the good, clean iodine, including deep crystal iodine that is the purest out there, for 50% off. Even though we're going to sell out, and I ended the sale a week ago, I decided with all the runs on iodine to not have it go to full price like I normally would do when it's close to selling out. No, 50% off until it sells out because you need it for your immune system, your body, and for everything. But look into iodine deficiency. It's a scourge on the planet, especially in children. Look into it and support the broadcast. Order your X3 now at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Winter Sun, high-quality vitamin D3. It's 50% off as well. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attack. I am under economic attack. Globalism, transhumanism is an anti-human movement that seeks to dominate the very human biological systems and make us a corporately owned creature. Those of us that are even allowed to live in their synthetic universe. So this is the opposite of free will. This is bondage down to the cellular level. This is rape squared to infinity. And that is their plan, is to play God. Is to make Microsoft and Google God and to kill everyone else. I played Davos Group head scientist on TED Talk and at the Davos Group saying that 2 weeks ago on the show. And that we're about to be in a post-human world by 2045, that the last humans will be alive. That's not some kook out there saying that by themselves. That's the plan. And I guess their argument is if you don't care and let them do it to you and let them seduce you into the matrix, you deserve to die. Well, guess what? I don't, and my children don't, and I choose to not let you take control of my evolution, as you say it. And you've got a new type of war. You've got a new type of cult, got a new type of brainwashing. But it just so happens we got a transmission thousands of years ago warning us that this thing, this fallen entity working through collaborator humans was going to try this, and it's going to fail. But it's going to be a rough situation. So I already played Trump pointing out 3 years ago that we were becoming energy independent and we're energy independent and that Europe was not. Then we should stand up to Russia by being energy independent. And now here we are all these years later, and we're now energy dependent, and Biden won't let us turn any of our drilling on or our pipelines on, but he's increasing oil purchases from Saudi Arabia and from Venezuela and Russia. Unbelievable. So here is Buttigieg, says buying oil from Iran is on the table.
Could the president possibly consider authorizing the Keystone Pipeline, working something out with Iran?
I mean, look, the president has said that all options are on the table, but we also need to make sure that we're not galloping after permanent solutions to immediate short-term problems where more strategic and tactical actions in the short term can make a difference.
Tactical actions, that's right, windmills that don't work. It's all designed to bankrupt you. It's not designed to work. They're suppressing all the real clean technology. That's on record. Here's the Energy Secretary Granholm saying we're working through the energy transition. And even AOC and Pelosi have admitted recently, oh, we could cut energy prices, but that wouldn't be good for the earth. This is a great reset. Here is Granholm.
But the bottom line is that this president and this administration are looking at every single tool to shield American families from the impact of rising energy prices. And we're working through an energy transition. And we've got to start by adding energy. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
Now, let's have the little cherry on top here, because I need to move on to the huge news in Ukraine and the economy and how it's all intertwined together. Here is Psaki saying the reason gas prices are going up is because Putin invaded Iran. That'd be like if I walked up with a giant axe and cut off one of your legs at the hip and blood was spraying everywhere. And then I sliced your arm open, too. But most of the blood's coming out your leg. You're about to die in a few seconds. And then I kind of stab you in the arm, a little bit of blood comes out there, and then I go, oh, you're dying from the stab in your arm. Yeah, 30, 40 cents of the increase has been what's happened in Ukraine, and that's true. And so does Obama's minion, Biden, open up the Strategic Reserve? Does he open up the Keystone Pipeline? Does he take all the restrictions off? He put in executive orders on new drilling? No. He doesn't do any of that. And then they turn around and they blame Vladimir Putin. Ladies and gentlemen, no, it's the globalist turning off your power. Russians pay about 60 cents a gallon in Russia. That's right. It's basically sold at cost to the public because they want the economy going. Like Henry Ford said, I want to pay people five times what anybody else pays them because I want them to have enough money to buy my car. I want to have an economy. The globalists don't want an economy like that. They want one where you starve to death, where they can lord that above you. It's called feudalism. It's called serfdom. It used to be the system of government worldwide for thousands of years until the Renaissance 500 years ago in Europe, in Germany, and in England, and the Gutenberg press. Look into it. And they know we're on the verge of the next wave of the Renaissance. True enlightenment, true empowerment, and they're trying to suppress it all with their great reset that is an attempt to keep us in their dark ages. This is the final grasp of the royalty and the old money that's been trying for 500 years to suppress humanity. And they look at all the technology that we designed and built and tell us that they built it and they're gods. And now they're trying to twist the technology to enslave us instead of empowering us. But we're on the verge of the infinity renaissance. Renaissance taken to no limits. Unlimited. Here is Psaki gaslighting you.
The reason why the price of gas is going up is not because of steps the president has taken. They are because President Putin is invading Ukraine, and that is creating a great deal of instability in the global marketplace.
And I mean, technically, yeah, some of the new increases is that, but Biden policies are what has allowed that dependence to now cause this chain reaction. Because if America was not just keeping us where we were, but increasing production for the world, to not just be the leader in energy production as we were a few years ago, we're now not. We're an importer, not an exporter now, of net energy. This could be a boom for America, what Russia's doing. But no, no, no. You don't get booms. We don't want oil field workers making $70,000 a year busting their ass. They might put a kid through college. They might save some money. That actually gives American workers a job. We don't want them. We want them in there watching the metaverse. We want their kids getting sterilized with the big tech-funded transsexualism. I got an article on that today. We want America under our foot. Because we are the leftist rulers. We are the masters. We are the controllers. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. It'll take me a good 45 minutes to go through what really happened with COVID and where we are and the fact that their whole system collapsed, their lies all collapsed, and now they just want us to forget about it and move on to the next scam. No. Because it's all intertwined to the Great Reset. Just like they're running the energy scam to collapse us by design, we got to expose that. And just like they ran the COVID scam to collapse us and to destroy confidence and to kill a bunch of people, we got to expose that. And every step of the way, we fight. Because when we don't submit and when we're informed and when we support independent good guys, evil gets its ass handed to it every single time. But when Thomas Jefferson was asked during the Revolutionary War more than 250 years ago, the very start of the war, they said, what does it take to stop tyrants? They wrote in a letter, famously, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is good men doing nothing. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. It's very simple. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. And that counts for women as well in our day and age. And there were women fighting back then as well. So men and women better step up and decide what side they're on. People better spend their time, their energy, and their money, or they're going to lose it all. We have the money, we have the smarts, we have the ingenuity to peacefully overthrow this thing. But everybody's got to go all in now. Speaking of that, everybody should get an InfoWars t-shirt. Everybody should get and try the great supplements. Everybody should get books and films on the site. Everybody should peruse it. Because we need funds now more than ever. We're under such dramatic, intense attack. And I don't want to prove to you how serious it is by us laying people off or imploding. And that's going to happen if we don't get support. I'm not bitching. It's all in God's hands, but we have multi-million dollar underages right now going into the middle of the year, and we have to have more money just to order more product to be able to fund ourselves. We have shortfalls. So, folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formulas on flash sale. X3, everybody needs it. All three good types of iodine. That's still 50% off because I got to get funds in here. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your immune system, your whole body. It's 50% off. So many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We got the great whitening coral calcium toothpaste, so much more.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.